We're thankful for your kindness to us and for giving us the opportunity to gather together tonight and to learn the great truths of God.
主啊, 我们感谢您的美善, 感谢您给我们这样的机会, 让我们可以今天聚集起来, 来学习您的话语。
We pray that you will bless both those in the building tonight and those on Zoom.
主啊, 求您祝福在现场的和在Zoom上的各位弟兄姐妹。
We pray for the children, for the teens, and for some of their mothers and fathers who will be with the group downstairs. Bless them, we pray.
主啊, 我们也求您帮助楼下的这些孩子们还有他们的父母们, 求您也同样祝福他们。
But bless us also as we study the word.
也求您在我们学习您的话语的时候祝福我们。
And so we look to you for enlightenment and for conviction, and we just pray that you'll bless us tonight.
我们仰望您，求您今天能够教导我们，求您今天晚上能够祝福我们。
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Brother Jürgen, you go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Harold, and greetings to all that are listening today.
那他说谢谢Harold弟兄，然后对在场的每一位都发出问候。
It's a great privilege to be sharing with brothers and sisters, most of you who are in the country of China.
那很高兴能有这样的机会去分享神的话语啊，特别是在座的很多是在中国。
On a couple of other occasions, I've shared studies with you, and it's great to be back again.
那在其他的场合，之前的场合呢，我们曾经一起学习过，那很高兴能够回来和大家再次相聚。
Jesus loved to tell stories that we call parables.
那耶稣很愿意去讲一些故事，我们把它称为寓言或者比喻。
About one-third of Christ's teachings in the Gospels is found in these stories called parables.
那有三分之一耶稣的教导呢，都是寓言。
He used parables not to entertain people, but to teach them truth about the kingdom of God.
那他用这些寓言呢，不是为了使人娱乐而已，而是呢，为了要借此教导天国的道理。
The parables of Christ allow us to see things from a new angle and in a new way.
那这些从耶稣来的寓言呢，让我们可以从一个新的角度去看待一件事物。
They are like windows that allow us to see what God and His kingdom are all about.
那它就像一个窗户，让我们能够从中一瞥天国的荣耀。
Parables are not religious stories. They have to do with very thick secular themes.
那这些寓言并不是一些很宗教的故事，它必须要有一些实际的情况在里面。
They are about farmers and judges.
它是关于这些农夫，关于这些法官。
About coins and sheep and sons.
关于硬币，关于羊，关于儿子。
About neighbors and flowers and seeds.
关于你的邻舍，关于花和种子。
On the surface, parables have no appearance of being spiritual, but there is spiritual truth hidden within them.
如果你只是表面的来看呢，这些寓言没有任何的属灵道理，但是呢，却有很深的属灵的真理藏在它里面。
These stories are about the visible world of nature, and they teach us about the invisible spiritual world.
那这些寓言讲的是我们眼睛看得见的现实的事情，但是它却告诉我们我们看不见的属灵的真理。
They remind us that there's a connection between the natural world and the spiritual world.
它提醒我们有一个在我们眼看得见的世界和那些属灵的世界中有一个连接。
A seed can be used to teach us about the word of God.
一个种子可以被用来告诉我们这是神的话。
A feast can be used to teach us about salvation.
那一场宴席可以用来教导我们关于救恩的事情。
A sheep can be used to teach us about the good shepherd who came to seek those who are lost.
一只羊可以用来告诉我们，那有一位好牧人，他来寻找那些失丧的羊。
The parables of Christ are stories about God told in ordinary, everyday language.
那这些寓言呢，就是一些故事来讲述关于神的事情，却使用的是每一天我们常见的语言。
They are simple and profound and unforgettable stories.
它既简单又深奥，又使人难忘这些故事。
When someone says, "Let me tell you a story," that grabs our attention because we all love to hear stories.
那如果有一个人说呢，让我来讲个故事呢，他就会抓住我们的注意力，因为人们都喜欢听故事。
Facts and information are fine, but what really fascinates us, is stories.
那很多信息啊都很好，但是呢，真的使我们感到惊奇，跟真的使我们感到惊讶的、感到美好的是那些故事。
And in the coming weeks, Lord willing, I would like to look at some of these wonderful parables that the Lord Jesus told.
那如果神许可的话呢，接下来几周呢，我们会带来大家看一下这些耶稣所告诉我们的这些美好的预言。
And I trust they will give us new insight into what God's kingdom is all about.
那我也相信他会给我们一个新的对于神的天国的理解。
So let's start off going to Luke chapter 15.
我们翻到路加福音的十五章。
Here's a question. Have you ever been rejected?
那这里有一个问题，你曾经被拒绝过吗？
Have you ever been excluded and made to feel that you weren't wanted?
你有没有被丢弃过，以至于你觉得你好像不再被需要了？
Probably all of us have experienced that, and it is not pleasant.
可能每一个人都经历过这样的时刻啊，那这并不是令人开心的。
We have all at some time felt the pain of rejection.
那我们都在某一些时刻受到过这样被拒绝的痛苦。
And Luke, who is the writer of the third gospel, is a champion of the outsider because he was an outsider himself.
那路加，这本路加福音的作者路加，他自己就是一个局外人，因为他自己就是一个局外人。
Every one of the writers that God used to write the New Testament were Jewish believers.
那其他福音书的作者呢，神用来写成福音书的这些作者，他们都是犹太人。
Luke was the only Gentile.
路加是唯一一个外邦人。
He knew what it was to be an outsider.
他知道作为一个局外人是感觉是怎样的。
And all through his book, Luke shows how Jesus seeks out those who were treated as outsiders by the religious leaders of the time.
那但是呢，在整本路加福音中呢，路加却告诉我们，耶稣是怎样的寻找那些被这些宗教领袖认为是局外人的人。
And Luke records stories about Jesus reaching out to women, to tax collectors, to despised Samaritans.
那路加记录下来的这些故事，耶稣去找到女人们，去找到那个撒玛利亚人们，去找到那些税吏们。
He tells stories of Jesus ministering to beggars and to sinners.
那他讲到耶稣向那些乞丐、向那些罪人讲道。
Luke teaches us that God has a heart for outsiders.
那路加告诉我们，神对那些局外人有一个特别的关心。
And he tells us that the doors of God's kingdom are wide open to them.
他告诉我们，神天国的门对他们来说也是敞开的。
One of the stories in Luke's gospel that gives us that message is found here in Luke chapter 15.
那其中一个讲到这样的故事的比喻呢，就是在路加福音的十五章。
We have three stories in a row.
这里我们有三个故事。
And to understand them, we need to look closely at the first verses of this chapter.
那为了要能够明白他们呢，我们要先来看一下这章的第一节。
Verse 1 goes like this.
第一节这么说。
Perhaps you could read it, brother.
好的，15章的第一节，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Notice the word, all that we have in this verse.
我们看到这里有一个词叫都。
All the tax collectors and sinners drew near to Jesus.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣。
People of bad reputations were coming to Christ in droves, in large numbers.
那些有不好的信誉、不好的名声的人，他们却一股脑的都接近耶稣。
A lot of them were seeking out Christ.
很多人都在不停的寻求耶稣。
And this was not simply an isolated event.
那这里不仅仅是一个很大的活动而已啊。
Other translations say that they often came to listen to Jesus.
不只是一个偶尔的行动而已啊，那个有的翻译过来说呢，他们是常常接近耶稣。
Jesus was constantly surrounded by people with bad reputations.
耶稣总是被那些名声不好的人围绕着。
It appears he made it a habit to befriend outsiders and to have meals with them.
甚至呢，耶稣有一个习惯，他对那些局外人，对那些罪人，常常和他们一同吃喝。
And the religious people were shocked and they thought that was scandalous.
那些宗教领袖啊，就非常的震惊，认为这是一个丑闻。
Verse 2 says, And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them.
第二节，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接近罪人，又同他们吃饭。
The Pharisees avoided all contact with sinners and outsiders.
这些法利赛人呢，他们避免一切可能接触到罪人，还有这些局外人的情况。
The word Pharisee means the separated ones, and that's what they did.
那法利赛人的意思呢，就是分开了的人，那这就是他们在做的事情。
They tried to have no dealings with sinners.
他们不希望和罪人有任何的关系。
And one thing they certainly would not do was to eat with them.
那其中有一件事情他们绝对不会做的，就是和这些罪人吃饭。
To have contact with sinners was to defile yourself.
那，sorry, what's that again?
It was to become religiously unclean and defile yourself.
如果是一个罪人呢，他就必须是在宗教上不圣洁的。
So they stayed at a good distance from sinners and outsiders.
所以呢，他们和罪人还有这些局外人保持了一个很远的距离。
And they couldn't believe that Jesus did exactly the opposite.
那他们不能相信耶稣做的事情和他们是完全相反的。
To them, that was shocking behavior.
对他们来说，这是非常令人震惊的行为。
And then we have verse 3. So he spoke this parable to them saying.
所以第三节，耶稣就用比喻说。
He spoke this parable to them. That is, the Pharisees and the religious scholars.
所以呢，耶稣这里用比喻说，说话的对象是这些法利赛人和文士。
The Lord is answering these men who are criticizing him.
那主在回答这些在批评他的人。
He's going to tell some stories that will turn their theology on its head.
那他要用几个故事来扭转他们的神学。
And here's the first one. It's in verse 4. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
那第四节，你们中间谁有100只羊失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing.
找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
Here's a shepherd who has 100 sheep and a crisis erupted when one of them was missing.
那这里有一个牧羊人啊，他有99只羊，但是呢却丢了一只。
Maybe his attention was momentarily diverted and one of his sheep wandered away.
也许这只羊呢，它的注意力呢被暂时分散了，于是就走远了。
The little sheep got nibbling here and there and finally got lost or perhaps fell down a ravine.
那这只羊呢，到处走啊走啊，突然发现自己丢了，或者它摔到了一个峡谷里。
And now the sheep finds itself alone, frightened and lost.
那现在呢，这只羊发现自己是孤独的，是惧怕的，然后是丢失的。
There's a lot of people like that. They have made some bad turns, have made some bad choices.
那很多人也是这样，他们可能做了不好的选择。
And they end up in messy situations.
最后他们进到了一个非常不好的境地中。
Jesus made a point of seeking out people like that.
但是耶稣说呢，他就是来寻找这样的人的。
He spent, it seems, most of his time with lost people.
那看上去他绝大多数的时间都花在这些失丧的人身上。
The outsiders, drug addicts, the homeless, wayward people.
那这些局外人，这些无家可归的人，这些就是有毒瘾的人。
And the question that came up was, why would Christ hang out with people like that?
那问题来了，为什么耶稣要和这些人交往呢？
And the answer the Lord gives us basically is this, gentlemen, it's that you really don't know God. Let me tell you what he's like.
那耶稣的回答就是这样，他说，先生们，你们并不知道神是怎么样的神，我来告诉你们神是怎样的。
And the Lord tells a story, he paints a beautiful word picture.
那耶稣讲了一个故事啊，就像一幅美好的图画一样。
The lost sheep is actually not a very good title for this story because this story is really about a shepherd.
那失丧的羊呢，并不是一个很好的标签啊，因为这个故事的主角是牧羊人。
He's a shepherd who shows us what God is like.
这个牧羊人呢，就是向我们显明了神是怎样的。
Let's notice three things about God that surface in this story.
那在这个故事中呢，我们可以看见三个关于神的事情。
First of all, our God is a seeking God.
第一呢，我们的神是寻找的神。
And to make the point, Jesus asks a question.
那为了提到这一点呢，耶稣问了一个问题。
He says, suppose you had 100 sheep, and one of them gets lost, wouldn't you drop everything to go and look for that lost sheep?
他说，你们中间谁有100只羊失去一只，不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊呢？直到找着呢？
Isn't that what we all would do?
这不就是我们会做的事情吗？
That's what this shepherd does.
这就是这个牧羊人所做的。
He suddenly becomes aware of the missing sheep, and he takes off to find it.
他突然发现了有一只羊丢了，于是他马上就去找它。
Notice what the shepherd doesn't do.
我们看一下这个牧羊人没有做的事情是什么呢？
He doesn't say that rascal of a sheep, he's always getting into trouble.
他没有说这只羊啊这么笨，把自己弄到麻烦里去了。
It probably fell off a cliff and hurt itself, and frankly, good riddance.
他很有可能就跳下悬崖，然后把自己摔伤了。
Well, you know, God could have dealt with us on the basis of what we deserved.
你要知道神可以就是对我们说这些我们配得的话呀。
But that was not God's response.
但这并不是神的回应。
He didn't apply justice. He offered mercy.
他并没有实行公义，他反倒对我们提供了怜悯。
Nor does the shepherd say, you know, it's only 1 in 100. It's not a big deal. It's a minor loss.
那这个牧羊人也没有说，这只是一百只羊中的一只，无所谓的，只是很小的一个数量。
That is not how the shepherd responded.
这并不是这位牧羊人所回应的。
He left the 99 and starts searching for his one lost sheep.
他离开了这99只，然后去寻找那一只丢失的。
This tells us that every person is valuable to God, and he is not prepared to lose one of them.
这个告诉我们，每一个人对神来说都是极有价值的，他没有准备好要丢失任何一个。
In this chapter, we have 3 parables in a row.
那在这个故事中，我们有连续的三个比喻。
In the first one, the shepherd has 100 sheep and loses one.
在第一个比喻中呢，这个牧羊人有100只羊，但是失去了一只。
In the second story, we have a woman with 10 coins and she loses one of them.
在第二个比喻中呢，有一个妇人有10块钱，丢失了1块。
And finally, we have a man with 2 sons and he loses one.
在最后一个比喻呢，我们看到有一个父亲，他有2个儿子，但是丢失了一个。
Notice how the numbers go down with each successive story.
那我们可以看到这样一个比例啊，是在不停的变大。
First we have 100, then 10, then 2.
那这个分母就越来越小啊。第一个故事中有100个，然后第二个有10块钱，第三个呢只有两个儿子。
The shepherd lost 1 out of 100.
这个牧羊人呢失去了 1%。
The woman lost 1 out of 10.
那这个妇人呢丢失了十分之一。
The father lost 1 out of 2.
这个父亲丢掉了二分之一。
The loss gets proportionately greater with each story.
这个比例是越来越大的。
But the need for the search and the joy over the recovery remain the same.
但是呢，在每个故事中，这个人去寻找付出的努力，以及他得到了之后得到的喜乐，都是同样的。
Now keep in mind, God is the owner of the galaxies.
那我们要记得，神是整个银河系的拥有者。
He has the title deed to the entire universe. It all belongs to him.
那整个宇宙都属于他。
When one person gets lost, God doesn't say, no big deal, what's one person among so many?
那当一个人失丧的时候，神没有说，这不是个大事，这只不过是很多人中的一个而已。
God says, what do we have to do to get him back?
神却说呢，我们要做什么才能把他救回来？
And there is no price he is not willing to pay.
没有任何代价是他不愿意付的。
If necessary, he will bleed and die on a cross to get that person back.
如果为了救这个人有需要的话呢，他甚至愿意流血，然后死在十字架上。
The passion in the heart of God to find lost people is truly amazing.
神在他的心里为了寻找一个失丧的人，他里面的热情是令人惊讶的。
There are many people who are not interested in God.
那有很多的人并不很感兴趣神的事情。
They prefer to live life without him.
他们情愿过一个没有神的生活。
But let me tell you something, God is not willing to do without you.
但是我来告诉你一些事情，神并不准备过没有你的生活。
Can you believe that? He's all about getting you back.
能想象吗？神一直都想要把你得回来。
There's a story told of two warring tribes in the Andes that lived in the lowlands, and the other group lived high in the mountains.
那有一个故事呢，有两个部落啊，一个生活在这个低陆的平原，一个生活在山上。
And the mountain people invaded the lowlanders one day and plundered their village.
那然后呢，生活在山上的那个部落呢，有一天入侵了这个住在平原上的部落。
In the process, they kidnapped a baby and took the little one with them back into the mountains.
然后呢，他把他们的孩子都掳回了山上。
The lowlanders didn't know how to climb mountains.
那些一直生活在平原上的人呢，他们不知道怎么爬山。
They didn't know any of the trails that the mountain people used or where to find them.
他们也不知道那些住在山上的人常用的小道该怎么走。
Even so, they sent out their best fighting men to climb the mountain and bring the baby home.
但尽管如此，他们仍然派出去他们最善战的一群人去爬山，然后想把这些孩子赢回来。
The men tried one method of climbing and then another.
那一个人用一种方式爬山，另一个用另一种方式。
They tried one trail and then another.
他们试了一个又一个的小路。
However, after several days, they had not been able to climb very far.
但是呢，过了几天，他们仍旧不能爬得很高啊。
Feeling hopeless and helpless, the lowlanders decided to give up and go back home to the village.
但是他们感觉到非常的绝望啊，于是他们就决定要回去。
As they were getting ready to descend the mountain, they saw the baby's mother walking toward them.
那就在他们正准备往回走的时候呢，他看见这些孩子们的母亲在向着他们走来。
She was coming down the mountain that they had not been able to climb.
那他这个母亲在从山上往下走来，他们是爬不上去，但这个母亲是从山上往下。
And then they saw that she had the baby strapped to her back.
那他们看见他的孩子绑在他的背上。
How did she do that?
他是怎么做到的？
One man said to her, "We couldn't climb this mountain. How did you manage when the best men in the village couldn't do it?"
那这些就是勇士就对这个母亲说啊，我们试了这么多方法都没爬上去，你是怎么爬上去的？
The mother looked at the men and said, "It wasn't your baby."
这个母亲对这些勇士说呢，这不是你们的孩子。
That's what God's heart is like.
这就是神的心，神的心就是这样的。
He's not about to resign himself, to you getting lost.
他不会允许你失丧。
When people made in his image get lost, he will do everything possible to get them back.
当这些以他的形象被造的人要失丧的时候呢，他会做任何可能的事情，为了把你得回来。
Why was Jesus sent to this world?
为什么耶稣被派到这个世界呢？
He came because the love of God for us was so great that he could not rest content until we were with him.
因为呢，神对我们的爱实在是太大了，他不能就在天上休息，直到他把我们得回来。
God was saying, in effect, "I did not create you so that you would perish."
神在说呢，我造你不是为了让你失丧的，让你毁灭的。
I created you so that you would experience my love and my joy.
我造你是为了让你经历我的爱和我的喜乐。
And I will not resign myself to having you far from me.
我不会允许你就远离我，就一直远离我。
And I'm sending my son with the assignment of doing whatever is necessary so that you will be brought back into the circle of my love.
所以我派出我的独生子，让他去做一切他可以做的事情，为了把你赢回来，赢回到我的爱中。
Jesus was sent by the Father. He came because the Father had a dream.
他被父，耶稣被父差遣出来，他被差遣出来是因为他的父有一个梦想。
A dream to share his glory with us.
就是他想要把他的荣耀和我们分享。
God did not want to be God without us.
神不想成为没有我们的神。
He says to his son, "Go get them back. It doesn't matter what it costs. It doesn't matter what we have to do."
他对他的独生子说，去，不管你要做什么，不管我们需要付出怎么样的代价。
And Jesus finally dies on a cross because the Father was unwilling to let you go.
耶稣最后死在了十字架上，是因为他的父不希望就让我们这么失丧了。
He gave his beloved son because his heart was set on you.
他赐给我们他的爱子，是因为他的心就放在了我们身上。
And there was nothing he was not willing to do in order to have you back in his arms.
没有什么他不愿意做的，只要能够把你重新赢回到他的怀抱中。
Folks, this is the Father that Jesus came to reveal.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是那位天父耶稣想要向我们显现的。
Our God is a seeking God.
我们的神是一个寻找的神。
Let's notice a second thing about God in this story.
那我们来看一下在这个故事中的第二个事情。
Our God is a persistent God.
我们的神是一个不放弃持续的神。
Jesus says, "If a man loses one sheep, will he not go after the one which is lost?"
那一个人如果失去一只，不去找着失去的羊，直到找着吗？
And then notice the last phrase in verse 4. It says, "Until he finds it."
那我们注意第四节的最后一块啊，他说，直到找着呢。
Here is a shepherd who is not about to give up.
那现在这里有一个牧羊人，他绝不放弃。
He's going to look for that sheep until he finds it.
他要去寻找这只丢失的羊，直到他找着。
Finding a lost sheep in the land of Judea could be a difficult task.
那在犹大地想要找一只失丧的羊，会是一个非常困难的事情。
The central plateau of Judea was a few miles wide, and it was bordered by cliffs and drop-offs.
那这个犹大地的这个旷野啊，它有好几英里长，然后有各种各样的悬崖和峭壁。
There were no fences to restrain a wayward sheep, and it could easily fall down one of those cliffs.
那并没有，就是路边并没有这些栅栏来拦阻这样走失的羊，让它不掉进悬崖里。
To find a fallen sheep in one of those spots would be a rather difficult task.
那想要在这样的环境中找到一只丢失的羊，是一个很困难的考验。
But this shepherd is going to find it.
但是这个牧羊人却要找到它。
The thorns and the deep gullies and the cold will not stop him.
那无论是怎样的环境，是寒冷，是悬崖峭壁，都不会阻拦他。
The darkness of the night will not deter him.
那夜晚的黑暗也不会阻止他。
He presses on searching for the sheep in every nook and cranny.
他在每一寸啊，就翻遍了每一寸地，要寻找这只失丧的羊。
He's not going to stop until he gets that sheep back.
在他找到这只羊之前，他不会停止的。
So the phrase "until he finds it" is a fascinating one.
所以这个短语"直到找着呢"是一个非常令人激动的话语。
It seems that this search doesn't have a time limit.
那这个看起来呢，这个寻找没有一个时间的限制。
It doesn't matter what obstacles are in the way or how exhausted the shepherd is.
也不管中间有多少的拦阻，也不管这个牧羊人会变得多么的疲惫。
This search will only end when the sheep is found.
这样的寻找只会在一点结束，就是直到这只羊被找到。
What a beautiful picture of the seeking love of God.
这是对神那寻找的爱多么美好的图画呀。
A love that is persistent, obstinate, and relentless.
那这是神的爱是这样的持续的，这样的不停歇的，这样的不疲倦的。
How far will this love go?
那这样的爱会走到多远呢？
It will go farther than we ever dreamed possible.
它可能比我们想象，比我们曾经梦想过的还要更远。
It will suffer more than we can imagine.
它经历的苦难是我们难以想象的。
It is willing to be spat on, whipped, mocked, and beaten.
那这样的痛苦里面有被鞭刑，有被嘲笑，有被击打。
It is willing to be rejected and condemned and even crucified.
他会被拒绝，会被定罪，甚至会被钉死。
It is willing to agonize and suffer and die on a cross if only he can get us back.
所以他愿意忍受这样极大的苦难，愿意上了十字架为我们死，只要他能够把我们赢回来。
I think human hearts are unable to comprehend how great and how strong God's love is towards us.
我觉得人的心应该是没有能力能够理解神对我们的爱是怎样的长阔高深。
His love does not change, it does not falter.
他的爱从来不会改变，也从来不会衰落。
It is irreversible, unwavering, and it will not go away.
它是对每一个人的，它是不会被摇动的，而且是绝不离开的。
It is determined, it is persistent, it is eternal.
它是有决心的，它是持续的，它是永恒的。
The shepherd was not willing to have only 99 sheep.
这个牧羊人不是只想要99只羊。
He wants the one who is missing.
他也同样想要那只丢失的。
That sheep belongs to him and he wants it back.
这只羊也属于他，所以他想要把它要回来。
He is not willing to let it go.
他并不想要就放任他离开。
Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 18, verse 14.
我们看一下耶稣在马太福音18章的14节所说的。
He says, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish.
他说你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失丧一个。
Why did God not simply abandon that silly sheep and leave it to its own foolishness?
为什么神不就丢弃这只愚蠢的羊，让他灭亡在自己的愚蠢之中呢？
That's what we might have done.
这就是我们可能会做的事情。
But God doesn't do that.
但是神并不这么做。
He doesn't do that because God is love.
他不这么做，因为神就是爱。
If he simply let the lost sheep be lost, we would have cause to doubt his love and his mercy.
如果他就让这个失丧的羊失丧了，我们就有理由去怀疑他的爱和怜悯了。
But that's not what he does. We have a shepherd who scours the whole countryside to find the lost sheep.
但是这并不，神并不是这么做的。我们有一个牧羊人，他翻遍了整个乡村啊，为了要找到这只丢失的羊。
The Christ who told this story showed us God's heart by sitting and eating with tax collectors and sinners.
那耶稣呢，也借着和罪人一起吃喝来显明了这个道理。
We have a Christ who showed us God's heart by even dying on a cross for us.
我们有一位基督，他显明了神的心，他为我们死在了十字架上。
What happened at the cross tells us that God does not want to be God without us.
在十字架上发生的事情告诉我们，神是不希望成为没有我们的神的。
His heart is so set on us that he is willing to suffer crucifixion in order to have us back.
他的心如此的放在我们身上，以至于的他宁愿去忍受被钉死的痛苦，也要为了来救我们。
He is a God whose love will never cease to amaze us.
他的爱永不停歇啊，这个使我们感到极其的惊奇。
If you do not belong to Christ, you should know that God loves you and that he wants you.
如果你还不属于耶稣呢，你要知道神爱你，神希望拥有你。
He wants you to be with him and he will not rest until he has you home.
他希望能够和你在一起，他在你真的和他在一起之前是不会停止的。
Even if you are the one sheep that is lost, he will leave the 99 others to seek you wherever you are.
哪怕你只是那一只丢失的羊，他又会把99只撇下来去寻找你，直到把你找到。
He will come into your thickets and your wilderness to find you.
他会来到你的旷野来寻找你。
He will even go to a cross in order to save you.
他甚至会为你上了十字架，为了能够救你。
The Bible says that God shows his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
圣经告诉我们，在我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们的死，他的爱就再次显明了。
So our God is a seeker.
所以我们的神是寻找者。
Our God is persistent.
我们的神是持续的。
And let's notice one more thing about him.
然后我们来再看一点关于他的。
Our God is a celebrating God.
我们的神是一个庆祝的神。
Look what happens in this story.
我们看一下这个故事发生了什么。
The shepherd has hiked all over the countryside looking for the sheep.
这个牧羊人走遍了整个乡村去寻找这只羊。
His hands are probably scratched by thorns.
那他的手可能会被荆棘就是划伤。
His feet are sore and he's exhausted from the long hike.
他的脚很酸，然后他浑身都很累，因为爬了很久的山路。
We don't know how long it took.Or how far he walked, but he finally finds the sheep.
我们不知道他花了多长时间，走了多远的路，但我们知道最终他找到了。
How does he react?
他找到了之后，他是怎样反应的呢？
Well, we get this phrase in verse 5 that says, "And when he has found it."
第五节最开始说找着了。
What is the shepherd going to do now?
那他找着了，他要做什么呢？
There are many people who have wandered off into some really bad situations.
那有的人呢，有的时候会进到一个非常糟糕的情况之中。
They got themselves very lost.
他们特别的失丧了。
And they are full of guilt and shame, and they hope that God never finds them.
他里面满是羞耻，满是这样的负罪感，他希望神永远不要找到他。
They are sure that he will be very displeased and very upset with them.
他们很确定当神找到他的时候一定会非常对他生气，非常对他不满意。
They are sure that there will be a lot of judgment and condemnation.
他们很确信神找到他一定会有很多的审判和定罪。
But they have no idea what God is really like.
但他们并不知道神究竟是怎样的。
Look what this shepherd does.
我们看一下这个牧羊人所做的。
He doesn't kick the sheep and say, hey, don't you ever do that again.
他没有踢了这羊一脚说你再也不要做这个事情了。
He doesn't yell at the animal saying, you stupid sheep, you sure caused me no end of trouble.
他没有对这个羊喊叫说你这个蠢羊你把我带来了给我带来了这么多的麻烦。
He doesn't drive the sheep home bleeding and stumbling back to the fold.
他没有就把他就是流着血就把他带回了拽回了那个羊圈。
Perhaps that's what many shepherds would do.
那有可能这就是很多这个牧羊人会做的。
But not this shepherd.
但并不是这一位牧羊人。
Notice verse 5, and when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
第五节找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上。
He carefully lifts the sheep onto his shoulders and starts for home carrying the sheep.
他小心翼翼地把它放在了自己的肩膀上，然后把它带回家。
It's been a long, tiring night, but he carries it all the way home.
这已经是一个很疲惫、很长的夜晚了，但是他把它扛在肩，他回家的路上一直把它扛在肩上。
What a delightful shepherd.
那怎样，这是一个怎样欢喜、怎样高兴的牧羊人呢？
His tender care for the sheep is amazing.
他对这只羊那柔和的看顾啊，是非常令人惊讶的。
How good to belong to a shepherd like that.
Amen. 能够属于这样一位好牧人是多么的幸福啊。
You know, there's many religious pictures that show Jesus as the good shepherd carrying a cuddly white lamb on his shoulder, but that probably is not very accurate.
那有很多这种宗教的图片啊，就显明了耶稣啊抱着一只那个白色的羊在肩膀在肩上。
A little lamb will usually not stray very far from its mother.
那但这个并不是一个并不是很准确啊，因为一只小羊是很难会离开母羊很远的。
The ones who go astray are the troublesome, willful adult sheep.
对，就是所以就是很多图片上它是抱着一只小羊的，这个并不准确啊，因为那些走丢的羊一般都是那些成年的羊。
They're the ones who slip through a hole in the fence and take off.
那他们是那些会就是钻开这个栅栏的那个洞口啊，然后跑出去的。
And this sheep could very well have fallen into the mud or ended up in a ditch of dirty water.
那这个羊呢，可能会就是钻到泥地里或者进到脏水里。
Probably its wool is torn and dirty.
那很有可能它的就是皮毛是非常又脏又乱的。
But it's this dirty, smelly, willful creature which the shepherd goes after.
但是呢，这个牧羊人看见了这个又脏又臭的这个生物的时候，他是怎么做的呢？
The sheep is a mess.
那这个羊是一个混乱的情况。
And now the shepherd has one of these bad-smelling critters wrapped around his neck.
但现在呢，他却把这样一个就是脏的很脏的动物啊，那个环绕在他的脖子旁边。
Wasn't that delightful?
这难道不是很令人快乐的？
It was a long way home.
这他回家还有很长的路要走。
And that was a heavy burden to carry.
那抱着这样一只成年的羊是很重的。
Does he walk along grumbling and complaining about the crummy stuff that this sheep has caused him to do that night?
他是边走边抱怨这只羊走丢了，让他来经历这么样一个夜晚吗？
What is this shepherd doing as he walks home?
那这位牧羊人回家的时候他是怎么做的呢？
It says that he goes home with the sheep on his shoulders, and he does so rejoicing.
圣经告诉我们，他欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里。
He's whistling, he's singing.
他可能在吹着口哨唱着歌。
He's overjoyed because he has gotten his sheep back.
他非常非常的高兴，因为他终于把他的羊找回来了。
What a great shepherd.
怎样一位好牧人呢？
And not only does the shepherd rejoice, but others need to do so as well.
那不只是 牧羊人自己要高兴，其他人也会这么做。
Look what it says in verse 6.
我们看一下第六节。
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了。
Now this is crazy.
那现在有个很疯狂的事情。
This is probably the middle of the night.
这可能是半夜啊，十二点的时候。
It's time to have a shower and get some sleep.
应该是该洗澡睡觉的时候。
But look what this man does.
但是我们看这个牧羊人做什么。
He goes and starts pounding on his neighbor's door.
他跑过去敲他的邻舍的门啊。
He wakes the poor man out of his sleep.
他把这个在睡觉的人叫起来了。
And not just one, but several neighbors are woken up.
那不止一个，很多这样他的邻居朋友都被叫起来了。
And he insists that they come over to his place for a party.
他对他们说，你们要来我的这里开一个聚会。
And they don't know what all this excitement is all about.
他们不明白这个人为什么这么兴奋。
Did he win the lottery or something?
他是这个中了彩票了吗？
No, it was my sheep. You know, the one that got lost. I found it. I got it back. So come, we need to celebrate.
但不是。你知道是我丢失的那只羊我找回来了，我们现在要为这个开始庆祝，有一个开一个 party。
We might say, you know, give me a break, this is insane.
那我们可能说 你让我睡觉吧，这个你疯了。
Who throws a party to celebrate the recovery of one crummy, filthy looking sheep?
那会有任何一个人为了这样一个又臭又脏的羊去开一个宴席吗？去开一个 party 吗？
Verse 7 says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
第七节，我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
The word likewise lets us know that what this shepherd is doing is an illustration of the heart of God.
那所以呢，这个告诉我们，这个牧羊人所做的呢，就是显明了神看见罪人悔改的时候他的心。
It tells us how determined God is to get lost people back.
他告诉我们神有怎样的决心要把一个失丧的人救回来。
And here it speaks of an explosion of joy in heaven.
我们看见了在天上有一个爆炸式的巨大的欢喜啊。
There's joy not because poverty was eradicated in Africa.
那这样的欢喜不是因为在非洲的穷人能够吃饱了。
Not because 1,000 starving children have been helped.
不是那些数以千计的饥饿的孩子们得到帮助了。
Not because all the wars have been stopped.
不是因为所有的战争都停止了。
Heaven celebrates because one sinner is brought home.
天堂庆祝是因为有一个罪人被带回了家。
It only takes one, and heaven explodes with joy.
只需要一个罪人，整个天上就充满了欢喜。
The Bible mentions three occasions when the angels rejoice.
圣经提到了三个天使都快乐的场合。
In Job 38:7, it tells us that they rejoiced at creation.
那约伯第38章7节告诉我们，他在创造的时候，天使都欢喜。
In Luke chapter 2, it says they rejoiced when Christ was born.
那路加福音的2章告诉我们，当耶稣降生的时候，天使都欢喜。
But then there's a third occasion.
那现在这里是第三个。
They rejoice when one sinner repents.
当一个罪人悔改的时候，天上也这样的欢喜。
Angels don't rejoice because 99 people are behaving themselves.
天使不会为了99个人表现得很义就会为他们欢喜。
They rejoice when one lost sheep is found.
他们却为了一个丢失的羊找到的而欢喜。
Angels rejoice, and the one who rejoices the most is God himself.
天使在欢喜，但其中最欢喜的那位就是神自己。
Isn't that remarkable? the sovereign king of heaven is thrilled when one sheep is found.
这不是很令人兴奋吗？当一个罪人悔改，当一只羊被找到的时候，整个世界的王，他为此而感到兴奋。
What wonderful truth about God we learn here.
那我们在这里学到了怎样关于神的一个美好的事实呢？
We learn something about how much lost people matter to God.
我们知道多少个罪人对神来说是重要的。
It does not matter how lost a sheep is, it does not cease to be loved.
那无论这个罪人怎样的失丧，都不会使神的爱停止。
The sheep was searched for because that's what love does.
这个羊是被找的，这就是爱所做的事情。
The sheep was carried home because that's what love does.
这个羊被扛在肩上带回了家，这就是爱所做的事情。
The sheep was rejoiced over because that's what love does.
这只羊呢，被喜乐所充满了，因为这就是爱所做的事情。
And what lesson does this story have for us?
那这个故事告诉我们怎样的道理呢？
Well, I think it tells us that we cannot walk with God and be indifferent to the condition of lost people around us.
那他可能告诉我们，如果我们在与神同行，我们不可能对这些失丧的人漠不关心。
We cannot be unconcerned about lost sheep.
不可能对这些失丧的羊，没有感觉。
What weighs on God's heart must weigh on ours.
那在神心中所回荡的，也必须在我们心中回荡。
What breaks God's heart must break ours.
那使神心碎的，也会使我们心碎。
It's wonderful to say the Lord is my shepherd.And to be one of his sheep and to be a part of his flock.
能够说耶和华是我的牧者，能够说我是他的小羊，能够说我是他羊群中的一员是非常好的。
It's wonderful to be together with other sheep that follow our shepherd.
能够和其他羊一起跟随我们的牧者也是非常好的。
It's very comforting to be a part of this group.
那在这样的一个群体中呢，是非常令人受安慰的。
We sing the same songs and we hold to the same doctrine and we try to avoid the same sins.
那我们唱着同样的歌，我们保证着同样的教义，我们在避免同样想要避免的罪。
Belonging to this group is great and it provides a sense of security.
属于这样的群体是非常棒的，它给了我们提供了某种意义上的安全感。
And we could even call our group the 99ers, the faithful flock of the 99 sheep.
那我们甚至可以称我们的这个群体为99只羊，我们就是这99只跟随神的羊。
Wouldn't that be great? Well, look what Jesus said in verse 7. Likewise, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.
这不是很棒吗？但是我们看一下耶稣说，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，较比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
We can't just rejoice about being found, can we?
我们不能只是为了被找到而感到快乐，不是吗？
The kingdom is not a holy club for the righteous, it's a rescue operation for the lost.
天堂不是那些义人的聚集地，而是那些失丧的人的拯救，得拯救的地方。
And look what Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 16.
那我们看一下约翰福音十章的十六节，耶稣是怎么说的。
He said, And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
The Lord had the lost sheep in mind, didn't he?
那主一直把那些丢失的羊放在他的心里，不是吗？
And when Luke wrote his second book, The Acts of the Apostles, he documented the story of the early church.
那当路加写完他的第二本书，就是《使徒行传》的时候呢，他记录了早期教会的事情。
And for Luke, the story of the early church is the story of how the gospel spread.
对于路加来说呢，早期教会的事情呢，就是福音怎样传开的故事。
From start to finish, the book of Acts is all about reaching the lost.
从开始到结尾，整本《使徒行传》都是在讲寻找失丧的人。
That's what we're called to do.
这就是我们被呼召所做，要做的事情。
And Luke shows us more than anyone else that the life of the church has to do with evangelism.
所以路加借着《使徒行传》告诉我们，一个教会，它有生命的教会，它必须要在传福音的事上有份。
It has to do with following the lead of the Spirit to spread the gospel wherever we can.
他们必须要跟随圣灵的带领去传播福音，尽我们所能。
Why must we be concerned for lost sheep?
为什么我们必须去考虑那些失丧的羊呢？
It's because God is concerned about them.
因为神就是这样常常顾念他们的。
He is a seeking God.
他是个寻找的神。
And he seeks them with great persistence.
他的寻找是永不放弃的。
And when he finds one, there is great rejoicing.
然后当他找到了一只找到了一个失丧的羊，他会有巨大的喜乐。
So let's keep praying for the lost. Let's keep giving and let's keep loving.
让我们继续为这些失丧的祷告，继续的给予，继续的爱他们。
Let's keep reaching out to others.
让我们继续来去和他人接触。
Because we serve a God who passionately loves lost sheep.
因为我们不是的神是那些是那位极有热情去寻找失丧的人的神。
He is a seeking God.
他是一位寻找的神。
He is a persistent God.
他是一位不放弃的神。
And he is a God who rejoices over every lost sheep that is found.
他也是为了那每一只他所找到的失丧的羊而大大喜乐的神。
May God help us to share what's on his heart.
希望神能够帮助我们去分享在他心里的。
And to be a part of what God is doing to bring lost people to himself.
然后能够成为他拯救失丧的羊的这个过程中的一部分。
May the Lord bless his word to you today.
求神能够祝福他的话语。
Amen.
Well, now, brother, why don't you just close in prayer, and then if you're willing, we'll see if there's some questions that they might the audience might be able to direct to you.
那我们邀请约根弟兄做一个结束的祷告，然后之后如果大家有问题的话可以来问。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your Son came to seek and to find that which was lost.
天父啊，我们感谢您，您的圣子来到地上为了寻找拯救那失丧的人。
We thank you that one day he found us and brought us to himself.
我们感谢您，他有一天找到了我们，把我们带到了您的面前。
And we rejoice to belong to this good shepherd.
我们能够属于这样一位好牧人，实在是令人高兴的。
This shepherd who loved the sheep and gave himself for them.
这位好牧人为羊舍命。
Father, we pray that you would put your compassion in our hearts for those who do not know you.
主啊，求您能够使把您的心、把您的同情、把您的热情放到我们心里，对那些失丧的人。
Help us to be your hands and your feet to show your love and to speak of the love of God to those who need to hear.
主啊，求您使我们能够成为你的手、你的脚，去向人去显明你的爱，去把您的爱去讲给他人听。
And if some are listening today who do not yet know you, may they respond to your call.
主啊，今天还有一些还没有得救的人，主啊，求您使他们能够回应您的呼召。
May they come to trust this one who is the good shepherd, and may they belong to him.
主啊，求您使他们能够相信这位好牧人，并且属于他。
We ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus.
主啊，我们奉主耶稣奇妙的名祷告。阿门。
Amen. Excuse me. Well.